Blessing to be together this morning, isn't it? Could we just kneel together to pray before we start? Our Father in heaven, we're on our knees before you this morning. Oh Lord, we want to give you thanks for all the answered prayers. Want to give you thanks for how you've worked in all of our hearts in this journey of life. We thank you for bringing us out of Egypt. And Lord, we're looking forward to that day when we can be with you eternally. But we're not there yet. Lord, you know the struggles that we face, the trials we face, the difficulties. And this morning, in Jesus' name, I just ask that you would again minister to our hearts. Lord, this morning, you have ordained it that there's the church. Lord, you have made that we have this opportunity to gather as believers. And Lord, sometimes we wonder, what is church all meant to be? And God, we just ask that today, we ask, Lord, that we could experience, it would do within our hearts the things that you intend this local fellowship to be and to become. Lord, I ask that you would give me clearly the burden you'd like for me to share. Also ask, Lord, that you'd give me clear thoughts, the ability to communicate. And I ask, Lord, that it could, you by your Holy Spirit would help it to connect with our hearts in a way that that we can all be, our needs be met, the struggles we face, and trials we encounter, that we could do so in the grace of God. So, Lord, thank you for being here. We ask especially for those who are not here, from our brethren. We ask that you would just be with them and strengthen them wherever they are in their journeys, various ones traveling. I ask, Lord, for Kay and Barry's, they're in Haiti, Michael's. We ask, Lord, for Ruth as she's serving in Arkansas. We ask, Lord, that you'd be with missionaries over the whole world. We ask, Lord, that you'd be with the different churches, Lord, especially those that we fellowship with closely. But, Lord, your church is spread out across the whole world. And we just ask, preserve the believers. And, Lord, would you bring many more to salvation? Lord, thank you for being here. In Jesus' name, amen. Overcoming the struggle. It's quite common for that question to come my way in personal struggles that we face. In fact, I specifically, here a couple of years ago, I remember after a Bible school, or at the end of a Bible school, I remember sitting in a little room, and there's a young person that had said, "Hey, could I talk with you?" And I remember sitting in that little room, and he sat in a chair here beside me, and we're just sitting there, and he starts sharing his struggles, things that he was facing. And then in the end, he asked this question, how can I move forward and overcome this struggle that I'm facing? And before we go real far this morning, I guess I would like to just maybe help us to identify some of those struggles. Is there anyone here who ever faces any struggles? Okay. I do. Okay, now, this might be a little bit harder question, and there are some of you who maybe don't want to expose yourself, and others that are have enough grace to do that, but can you tell me a struggle that you're facing? Sometimes we're a bit shy to do that. Can you share with me a struggle that you're facing? Now, not just one. I'd like to have numerous ones here. And can you share with me a struggle that you're facing? Yes. Sometimes we give in to the flesh. Yep. Good. Yes. Looking at the negative and the harder things in life rather than positive. Good. So there's these struggles that you're facing in looking at the negative and having a difficult time looking at what God really wants you to be looking at. Yeah. And many times there are more fears than actual. Yes. Good. Others. Yes. Good. Others. Yes. Thank you. Others, what's a struggle you're facing? Yes. She's saying she doesn't respond the best to others. Sometimes she doesn't respond nicely. Am I right? Most everyone here normally responds quite well. You're the only one that faces that struggle. Is there others? Yes. Others, what struggle are you facing? What's a current struggle that you're facing and you're just trying to sort through that struggle and find grace in it? Yes. Thank you. Good. Others, what are struggles? Yes. trusting, struggle with trusting. Others. Yes. Having true faith rather than just man. Yes. Completely surrendering everything to God and His will. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Others. What are others? Yes. Thank you. Others. What are struggles that you face now? We all have them, right? And it seems like we face these things, and sometimes we struggle. How do we move forward in what we're facing? Yeah, that's what we want to talk about today. How do we overcome? How do we get beyond in the things that we face? Others. What's a struggle? Yes. I understand. So many other things pressing, and it, yes. Thank you. Others. Yes. To know that God truly loves you, trust Him. Others. Yes. Good. Others. What, yes. Thank you. Others. What are struggles? Struggles that you're facing, the struggles that you'd like to come on the other side. Yes. Thank you. Others. I think the rest of it, of them have it pretty much together. Yes.
I don't have it together. I just don't know which one to start talking about.
Thank you. That's good, brother. That's good. That's good. Yes.
I do have it together. I know what the problem is, and I know what the answer is.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else that would like to just be honest this morning and share a struggle? Something that you're endeavoring to get on the other side?
Selfishness.
Thank you. I think we could spend all morning doing this, right? Because we all face it. We all face it. I remember some years ago I was in a meeting, and after sort of halfway through, there's a leader who gets up and he says, "I know everyone here," and he was speaking to, I think it was a meeting out in Mendon, I believe, where there's only preachers there, and partway through he gets up and says, "One of the biggest things that I'm seeing is there's a whole bunch of leaders here who are facing things that you don't know how to get on the other side." and I think that's a little bit how we are here this morning in certain situations. We feel like, how do we get on the other side? That's a question. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Matthew. And the scripture that I would like to read and look at this morning, they're scriptures that we're very familiar with. But I would like to suggest that we don't have a grasp of these, of the power of these verses. We're not grasping these verses, and we're not taking a hold of them like the Lord would want us to. Matthew chapter 8, we want to look. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 8. And I would like to, maybe before we do this, I would like for us to, all of us have a struggle, right? Everyone here does. Before we look at this verse, I would like for us to clearly identify a struggle in my heart that I would like to get on the other side of, okay? Oh, before we go on, can you identify a specific struggle? There's a number of you that shared, but identify a struggle that you'd like to get on the other side of. And I don't know if you want to write it down. You can write it down. I'm just going to wait a little bit before we go on. You can write it down, or you can identify it. I'd like for all of us to identify a struggle that we would like to get on the other side of. And then we want to look at the teachings that are given, how to move forward. Can we do that? Okay, so we'll wait a little bit here. And after a little bit, I'm going to ask for a raise of hands for those who don't have a struggle that, you know, that you want to get on the other side of. But you have... You have a struggle, you know, that you would like to move forward in. You like to overcome. Okay? Are we all ready? Okay? Anyone here who does not have any struggle that you like to move forward with? Okay. All right. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 8. I'm sorry. You need to bear with me a little bit because I am a little bit scattered this morning. Brother Joe sort of helped me prepare faster this time. Okay, it's chapter 7 I'm sorry about that. Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to start reading in verse 7. Okay, Matthew chapter 7, in verse 7. Can anyone tell me what the first word is here? Ask. Is there anyone here that has ever asked God for anything? We have. Okay. Ask. Okay, let's look at the next verse, or the next word. It says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be. Okay, now before we go any further, I want to come back to this, but I'd like to just tell you a story. Some years ago, I was talking to a man, and he grew up in a very dysfunctional home. He was very dysfunctional personally. And this is what he said. He said, I used to look at these verses, and I'd look at it, and I would ask, but I just didn't receive. And he said, finally I came to the place where I looked at this verse, and I knew that that is true. It has to be true. So this is what he said. He said that I started praying every day for this certain area in my life. And he said, I prayed every day for about 15 years. And he said, what happened is after a long time, I came to the place where I looked back and he said, God really did answer. See, what happens is because there isn't immediate change in the struggle and the situation we face, because there isn't immediate change, we come to the place where we quit asking and we come to the place where we quit seeking because, you know, we're used to, you know, taking food and putting it into the microwave. You know, you sisters do that. And how soon do you have lunch ready? 5 minutes. Right? If we want food, we don't want to wait for something. If we go through the drive-thru in a restaurant, what happens is we go and we order the food and we move up through the line. And if it's not ready by the time that the window opens, and if they ask us to move forward and wait for 5 minutes, we get frustrated. But I'd like to suggest that God is a God that hears us and he answers prayers. And the reason that we have not is because we ask not. The reason we ask not is because we haven't persevered on through to the place where we really do find answers. Now let's just go on down through here. And you know the specific struggle that we're talking about this morning, right? It's an area that you would like to overcome. It's an area that you would like to press on through. It's an area that you'd like to, in 5 years from now, look at and say, I know that God helped me. I've come through. You know, there's change that has come into my life. Ask, and it shall be given you. Now, who spoke these words? Jesus. So is it true or is it not? Is it true? Is it true? It is true. And since it's true, there's something here. What Jesus was really trying to say is he was saying that I want you to bring that struggle, to bring that need to me, and I want you to just believe that I'm going to do it. You know, tell me about it and keep telling me about it and keep telling me some more. Now, I'm going to just ask for an honesty here this morning. How many of you have asked God for a couple times and then quit because there wasn't change? Is there anyone here? Okay, all right. That's what we're talking about, right? That's what we're talking about. That right there. Do you follow? That's what we're talking about. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Now, what does it mean to knock? Have you brought your cares to the Lord, and you've knocked and said, God, I really need help, right? God, I really need help. Yeah, we have. I have. We have. Then after 3 days, we're so engulfed in our struggle, and we just continue on, and it goes by the wayside. Now let's just continue on down through here. It says, for everyone that asketh, receiveth. Now, is it true? Is this true? Everyone that asketh receiveth. Is it true? Is it true? Well, why don't you have it then? If this is true, why don't you have it? Can anyone help me? Yes.
Ask in faith, not that you waver. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, tossed and turned.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, because there's more than one answer. Yep. We ask and the answer that comes is different than what we really want. That's right. Thank you. Why don't we receive? Here it says, ask and ye shall what? Receive. Now, if that's true, why aren't we receiving? He shared a couple things here. Yes. We consume it on our own lust. Good. Others, why aren't you receiving answers? Yes.
James said, you ask amiss, you want it your own way.
Thank you. Others, yes.
Oh.
Present continuous form. Good. Others, yes. Good. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Thank you. Others, why are you not receiving? Jesus said here, ask and ye shall receive. Why aren't you receiving? Yes. Sometimes it requires a change on our part. Thank you. Others, why aren't you receiving? Yes.
Lack of persistence.
Okay, thank you. Okay, but I like for us to just try to think through all that. This verse is true, right? It has to be true. What Jesus said is true. And if what Jesus said is true, that means there's something that we're doing that isn't right. Okay, I'm going to say that at the core of it is there's a lack of believing and a lack of persistence. And sometimes we ask amiss and we waver and all kinds of, you know, there's these other things like you all shared. There's various things. But many times we simply give up. Okay. For everyone that asketh receiveth, he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Now, let me just tell you a little bit some of my things that I face at times. Sometimes, whether it's endeavoring to help someone sort through things, sometimes it's preparation for preaching, sometimes it's you know, whatever it might be. This is the one thing that I have come to that I'm going to say has helped me more than anything else, is when I face something and I know what God wants me to do, I ask him for help, then I simply choose to believe that he will help me. And I choose to believe that he will accomplish that somehow. I just choose to believe that because Jesus said he will. Ask and you shall receive. But many times there's a lack of faith. We're asking amiss. We're not persistent. Various things that come, we ask to consume it on our own lust. But there's something about asking in faith that has helped me tremendously. Asking in faith and then simply moving forward. Asking and then moving forward. Asking and then just believing that he's helping me and the situation continues to move forward. The thing that I face. Okay, let's keep on going here. Or what man is there of you whom his son asks of bread? Will he give him a stone? Now, Nate, you have a couple boys there. If one of your sons comes to you and asks for bread, would you give him a stone not to eat? Why not? It's not food. I mean, it'd be sort of mean, wouldn't it? Is there anyone here that would do that? Arlen, would you? I mean, comes with dad, I'm hungry. You know, could I have some bread? And say, no, I'll just, you know, eat the stone. Of course not. Of course not. Okay. What man is there? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Titus? If your son comes to you and asks for a fish, would you give him a snake? You'd give him something much better. You wouldn't think of giving him a snake. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts, how much more unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Now, I would like to come back to this whole idea of asking. Sometimes we ask, and we ask for 2 days, and then you quit. Is there anyone here that can give me something that, well, you don't have to tell me what you prayed for, but you know, but did you prayed for maybe 2 or 3 weeks and then you quit, or maybe 6 months and then you quit and the prayer wasn't answered? Is there anyone that that identifies with that? Have you done that? I have. I've had things that I prayed for 6 months and then I quit. Why do you think I quit? I quit because I just, my shoulders started drooping and I just felt like, well, is there any hope? What is that? Tell me what that is.
Unbelief.
Yes, thank you. That's unbelief. That is unbelief. Do you follow? Turn with me to the book of, or to chapter 17 of Matthew. I want to read verse 20. This is what it says. And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for everyone I say unto you, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. In this specific story, Jesus was talking about casting out evil spirits in this specific story. Okay? But the point is, he said, because of their unbelief, he couldn't do what he said he would do. Because of their unbelief. Now, if I pray about something and then a year from now I quit because I just get tired. I just get, or if it's a week, or whether it's 3 days, or whether it's 5 years. Does he have obligation to do what he said in his word? Does Jesus have obligation to do what he said in his word? Does he? Yes. Now let me just clarify that a bit. We have to ask according to his will. And there are times when we're praying for a specific person, for example. And obviously, if we're praying for the salvation of a person, and we're praying for him, it's God's will that all men come to salvation. But every man has a free choice. Every man has a free will. And so it's still ultimately up to that individual. But by us praying for the salvation of someone, what happens is God sends his Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit strives with that man. And as that striving happens, and as we continue to pray, that striving continues to happen. But it's his choice, right? And so just because we pray for someone's salvation doesn't say that he'll get converted because he ultimately has a choice. But if we pray, he will send his Spirit and he will draw him. Now, if there's a specific sin that we're struggling with that we want to overcome, do we know that God's will is for us to overcome that sin? Do we know that? Do we know that there's power to overcome that? So if that's the case, if we continue to seek God and to strive and to seek that, just on and on, where there's a seeking and asking and a seeking and asking, let me tell you, God has said in his word that if we ask, we shall receive. Isn't that powerful? Want to overcome the struggle? There has to be a giving of ourselves in asking, and maybe it'll take more than 2 or 3 weeks. And maybe it'll take more than 2 or 3 years. And maybe it'll take longer than what we think. But Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive. Let me tell you, that is the word of God. Jesus breathed those words. And if we don't believe it, we're walking in unbelief. Here it says, because of your unbelief, because of your unbelief. It's because of our unbelief that there's a lot of things that he can't do that he would really like to. Talks about the mustard seed, which is the smallest among seeds. I have never seen a mustard seed, but they say it's one of the smallest seeds that's there. But it grows into a bush where birds can come in and lodge, and it has strength there. And the point of it is if we are at the place where we, you know, we don't have this massive amount of faith, but we have this grain of mustard seed to where we choose, God, help mine unbelief. God, I don't know how to believe. God, I don't know how this is possible. But Lord, would you somehow help me to believe, help me to just put my trust in you, and we just keep on, we keep on, we keep on. Jesus said, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. It shall be opened unto you. But I confess, this is one of the things I have been endeavoring to grow, but this is one of the things that God has been continuing to teach me is ask, ask, continue to ask, continue, continue on, continue, 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 ask and ye shall receive. God has been working on me in this area. Turn to Romans, this ties in very closely with what Brother Paul was saying earlier. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8. That I believe also ties into overcoming the struggle. Romans chapter 8. Romans. We're going to start reading in verse 3, where it says, for what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Now it qualifies it now. That the righteousness of the law can be fulfilled in us. Then it goes, and then it says, who walk not after the flesh. Okay, now I'm going to stop right there. And I need your help to help me qualify what this means. Okay, what does this mean? It doesn't say walking in the flesh. It says walk after the flesh. Can you help me with that? What does that mean? To walk after the flesh. The flesh is leading you, okay? Others, what does that mean? Who, okay, that the righteousness of the law can be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit, okay? It's walking after the flesh, after the Spirit. What does it mean to walk after the flesh? To be controlled by the flesh? Yes?
Human reasoning.
Human reasoning? Others? What does it mean to walk after the flesh? Walk after the desires that normally want to just sort of rise up. Others? To follow the flesh. And so what is the flesh? The old nature.
My way, my will.
Now, you know, this group of people here, we sort of have it together, right, when it comes to that one. Not walking after the flesh, right?
Feelings.
Walking after our feelings. Yes.
To pursue what I want to do, what I feel like doing instead of what God wants.
To pursue what I want to do in my own lust and desires rather than what I know that God wants me to do. Okay? So it's simple and yet it's hard. I'm going to say that there's some of us sitting here who there's a tendency for us to, when during the day, we sort of allow ourselves to be led by the things that just sort of do what, you know, whatever comes along. Am I right? There's some of us here who have a tendency to just sort of, as things come up, we just sort of, well, I don't feel like doing that. I just we allow ourselves to be led into and by our own flesh, rather than looking at what God wants and purposefully choosing what God has for us, walking after the Spirit or after the flesh, after our own inclinations. Now, when I say that, do you follow? Okay, it's easy to say, yeah. Okay, but okay, let's just think about this past week. This past week, what are things that you face that you just sort of allowed yourself to follow, and afterward you're like, why did I do that? Right? Rather than specifically choosing to follow after the Spirit. Do you follow? Overcoming the struggle. Overcoming the struggle. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. The righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of God. Do you want to overcome? Yeah. Choose to walk after the Spirit. And that means that you and I will have disciplined lives. What does that mean? Everyone here is very disciplined, right? It means that we will choose to orchestrate, choose to live our daily life, hour by hour. We will choose what's right. We will choose. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Let me just come back and just say, if you want to overcome your struggle, all of us have identified a specific struggle. If you want to overcome that, I'd like to take us to the words that Jesus said. He said, ask and ye shall receive. How soon are we going to receive? God's time. Seek. What does it mean to seek? Look for. How long do you look for? Until we find it. So, there's some that are here that are on that search and rescue thing. And how long do you look for someone?
A couple hours to a couple days.
Mm-hmm. And then if it's at the place where there's no more, they've drowned and there's no more hope that that you find them alive, finally you just sort of give up. Is that what it means to seek? It's not, is it? Okay. Now, you really put energies in for a short time, right? But then all of a sudden you stop. Even if you haven't found them, right? Ask and you shall receive. Seek. And ye shall find. Knock, and ye shall, and it shall be opened. But it's way too easy. Right? It's way too easy. We all know those verses. But let me just tell you, ye have not because ye ask not. And you ask amiss, and you don't keep on seeking, and you get tired of it, and your faith becomes weak, and you just... let me tell you, sometimes it'll take 5 years, and sometimes it'll take 10 years, and sometimes it'll take 15 years for you to get to the place where you really want to be. Let me tell you, if you seek God and you continue to beg God, God will be working in your life, and He will work those things in your life. He said He would. And God cannot lie. What the Bible said is still true. What He said is still true. And so we choose to do what he told us to. What He said, that can't fail. So we need to do what He tells us to. Lord, help us with that. Bless you.